And now, ladies and gentlemen, please sit back and enjoy our first presentation of the evening, The Sword in the Couch.
This apartment looks great, Sprocket. It's so light and airy. And the old wood floors, high ceilings, oh my gosh! Crown molding? Amazing! I can't believe it! You're so lucky to have found this place. It's not like...
No more dungeon, no more dripping, no more parents upstairs, no more...
Roommates, I know. Mm-hmm. I wish I could say the same. I mean, I love them like sisters, but sometimes... Privacy. It's a lost concept.
Plenty of privacy here.
Wow, that is quite a sofa. It's like a Victorian or something.
Yeah, it came with the place. I can't even move it. It won't budge.
It looks comfy and pretty private.
I guess.
A nice old Afghan here to keep us warm. Maybe we should... No.
Should what?
Nice.
Should what?
No, I was just getting an idea. You wouldn't like it.
Oh, come on, what?
I was thinking that maybe we should inaugurate the couch, you know, break it in.
How do you inaugurate a couch?
Well, I wore this blouse, the one you said you like. It's got buttons.
A lot of buttons.
I seem to remember you like buttons.
Buttons, I love buttons. I love unbuttoning buttons. Mm-hmm. Let me see what we can do here. You know, no button should be left buttoned if we're going to inaugurate the couch. Oh,
that's so?
That's very so, Wisteria. Wisteria. I love that name. It's such a different name. It makes it sound like you're from another world.
Well, I don't know about that, but my grandparents were first-generation tie-dyed-in-the-wool Minnesota hippies.
Did they believe in kisses and unbuttoning buttons?
I think they unbuttoned about everything they could get their hands on.
How about this one?
Sure, you can unbutton that one.
Oh, just let me squunch in under the blanket here, and how about get this one?
Oh, yes, that one. Ouch!
What?
Oh, ouch, what is that? What's poking me?
Oh, that's just the sword.
Well, if that's what you want to call it. I mean, really, the sword, that's pretty militaristic.
No, really, it's the sword.
Okay, whatever gets your male ego off. But can't you just point it in another direction?
Well, it just sticks up.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I guess that's healthy, but come on.
It's probably not the blade, but the hilt that's poking you.
What?
Okay, where is it? Where's the sword? Over there? Oh, there it is. I see it. Well, the top of it anyway. Okay, we don't have much time. Mackenzie's got a soccer game at 3, so what are you supposed to do? Just yank on it?
Yeah, you just grab it. You grab the hilt and you pull. Yeah, you pull.
And if it comes out, you're like the King of England or something.
Yeah, you're the rightful and true heir. Yeah, that true heir.
Because I think Mackenzie has a lot of potential. He's very special and he's very mature. Oh my God. Get that out of your mouth. Mackenzie, what did I say? Spit it out. Now. Okay. Okay, that's better, young man. So, where does he grab it?
Right about there.
So is he just supposed to yank on it real hard?
No, not hard. Just firm, you know, just a firm grip, yeah.
Should he wiggle it back and forth?
Oh, no, don't wiggle it. It won't wiggle. I tried that, but it won't wiggle. But you know, I'm a dwarf, yeah, just a dwarf. But not a woodland dwarf, I'm an urban dwarf.
Well, what if Mackenzie pulls it out just a little bit, like a couple of inches?
If you're the heir, it should come out all the way out, no problem. If you're the heir, yeah.
Do you think maybe I should try it first? Because Mackenzie's got great lineage, but it's sort of watered down because of his father. Maybe I should give it a try. I've got a Cherokee princess and the Duke of Jacks in my lineage.
Oh, dukes are a dime a dozen. There's lots of dukes. Nobody cares about dukes.
Well, still, no harm in... What's that? There's something moving under that blanket. It's nude.
Wow. Wow, maybe she's like a siren or something. Maybe, ooh, maybe she's a vixen.
I'm not nude. I'm just a little disheveled. Sprocket, who are these people?
Hey, hi, neighbor. Yeah, you're my neighbor. I'm your neighbor, too.
Oh, that's George. He lives across the hall. George, what are you doing in here?
I'm the seeker. I find people who might be the ones.
Ones? What?
The true ones. The true ones.
Yeah, Mackenzie is probably it. He's got good lineage, which he gets from me, not his father. Should he try pulling on the sword now? Go on, Mackenzie.
What sword?
The sword in the couch. Yeah, the sword in the couch. There's a sword. A sword in the couch. Only the true one, who's like the chosen, can pull the sword out. Then the new era will come. I'm waiting for the new era. It's probably an epic. Yeah, one of those.
Can't you come back later? Like when?
Like when what?
And we're not sitting on the couch?
Okay, look, we don't have much time. After ProLite Soccer, that's the highest soccer league a five-year-old can achieve, Mackenzie's got Aqua Do.
What's Aqua Do?
It's Taekwondo underwater. At the pool. At the Y.
There's really a sword in here?
Well, yeah. What'd you think it was?
Never mind.
Really? you thought...
Just shut up.
Cool.
Yes, sweetheart, the young lady has a belly button, I see. Yes, of course, everybody's got a belly button. I'm not... Oh, yes, I think you're right. It is an innie.
Leave my innie out of this.
Can you button up? I think you're distracting the chosen one. Yeah.
He's not the chosen one yet.
But he's going to be. Now, get out of the way.
Okay, has it happened yet, huh? Am I late? Have you found the one?
Oh, hi, Mr. Spiral. No, not yet, no.
Why not, George? You are the seeker, and you said that you thought the signs had just aligned, you know? Certainly, they had in my calculations.
Well, it depends on what calendar you use. You know, I'm a Mayan kind of guy myself.
Who's he?
That's Mr. Spiral. He's the landlord.
And he just bashes into your apartment? I didn't think that was allowed.
Sprocket, my friend, how's our new keeper? Have you settled in, huh?
The new what?
Okay, we've really got to get this moving. So, Mackenzie, come on over here. Come here, grab onto this big stick. I know you know what a sword is. Yes, we've all seen The Hobbit like a million times. I was just trying to... just grab the darn thing and pull so we can find out if you're king and we can get out of here.
Wait, have you created the fairy ring yet?
Oh, that's important, yeah. Oh, my, we almost forgot about that. Yeah, we have to create a fairy ring.
Yes, gather round so we may form a ring of infinite and benevolent power. A ring that will guide and connect the chosen one to the past portal of the future grace. You, George... The seeker, stand to my right. Over here. Yeah. And you, Sprocket, the keeper of the gate, stand to my left.
The keeper? What's the keeper?
I don't know. I just did a little programming for this guy. Easy number, crunching stuff, and then he offered me this great deal on this apartment, which he said was furnished.
With a couch and a sword?
Come into the circle, mother and child. Does anybody have a beer?
You need a beer for the fairy circle?
Not really. I'm just thirsty.
I'll get them the dumb beer, or they're liable to make me a page or a cup.
No, dear. Your session is much higher, much, 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 much higher. I can tell. You might be a priestess or the moon.
Wow, and to think I saw her belly button.
Oh, would you shut up about my belly button? God, really?
Pull, Mackenzie, pull on the sword. Come on, you can do it. Here, let me help. Get out of the way.
Wow, that was close. That was really close. Keep trying. You should try again.
There must be something wrong with the sword. It's probably busted.
Yes, I'm sorry, madam, but I too had hopes for your child, but the sword wouldn't transmutate, so...
Please, the portal must open. It's gotta go open so I can go through.
Portal?
Pizza guy, pizza in your shorts.
Pizza in your shorts?
Oh my god, I love these guys. Haven't you seen their ads? Pizza in your shorts. Hey, it tastes good no matter where you are. Pizza in your shorts cracks me up. Come on in. Anybody got change for a 20?
Oh good, I'm starving. Bring it to the fairy ring.
Pizza with everything?
Golly, he actually is wearing shorts. It's like what, 10 degrees outside?
Thanks, pizza guy. Keep the change.
Yeah, right. Bye.
Wait. Does anybody else think it wasn't a mere coincidence that this pizza boy...
No. Pizza guy.
Appeared just as we were forming a fairy circle? Pizza man, please, would you come here for a moment?
Look, I gotta deliver another pizza.
Yeah, please, humor us, please. Come here and pull on this.
Okay, what's the catch?
No, I assure you, there is no catch. If the sword comes out of the couch, you are probably the chosen one. You are the chosen one. If not, you're the pizza guy.
Yeah, well, what the hey. It ain't the weirdest thing I've been asked to do. Here goes.
Oh, that was so close. It was really close. I thought you had it.
Yeah, whatever. I'd rather be the pizza guy anyway. Bye.
Oh, no, we're late. Mackenzie, grab another slice. Let's get out of here.
Mr. Spiral, I know I'm just a dwarf, but I'm an urban dwarf and not just a woodland dwarf. Can I try? I want to try.
George, you're always pulling on that thing.
Yeah, like, I like to try once a day. All right. Well.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained, I suppose. Somehow I feel that the chosen one is nigh. Now, come, George. We bothered the keeper quite enough for one day. Adieu.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you gonna eat this last piece?
Well... That was weird. Yeah, there's pizza left. Would you like a beer?
Sure, I guess.
Back in a sec, or two or three. I'm going to the can.
Sure, okay. What is it with this sword? Very strange. They're all strange. I gotta be more careful about who I date. I thought Sprocket seemed, like, almost normal. What the heck? Nobody's looking. Well, that was easy. Well, it just came out. Now what do I do with it? Is it just me, or is everything blurry? Huh. It is just me. I'm blurry.
So, Wisteria, I've been trying to figure out how pulling this sword out works. You know, it is a pull or stay here, or go to a different dimension, like falling down a rabbit hole. Mr. Spiral says he's seen it happen, but I haven't. And where the heck did she go?
Welcome to another episode of Rick Dickerson, Cliché Private Eye. When we last left our hero, he was sitting in his smoke-filled office, drinking alone.
It was 2 o'clock on a Thursday. I was sitting in my smoke-filled office, drinking alone, when she walked through the door. Come in.
Are you Dick Dickerson, Private Dick?
It's Rick.
I thought it was Dick.
Yeah, most people do.
Because that flows a lot better, you know. Dick Dickerson, Private Dick. It's a lot easier to say.
You know, my given name is Rick. I can't do much about that.
You could legally change your name to Dick. It's very easy. I could help you with the paperwork.
No, that's not a bad idea. Look, was there some reason you came in here?
Oh, yes, there was.
She was beautiful, but then they all are. I could tell she was also trouble, but maybe she was the kind of trouble I wanted to play with. Even in those first few moments, I could see myself popping her dice bubble and getting a look at some snake eyes.
I need your help, Dick.
Rick.
I need your help, Rick.
Let me guess. Your rich uncle was found floating in the pool this morning, and the cops think that you did it because he was controlling your life and possibly sexually abusive. You need my help to clear your name so that you can marry your poor but doting boyfriend when you don't really love, but
who makes you feel special and wanted.
Well, that's amazing. How did you...
I'm a cliché detective, ma'am. I get this kind of case all the time. Let me cut to the chase. Did your uncle have a butler?
No.
Damn it. This case is going to be tougher than I thought. Well, there's only one other possible solution. I'm sorry to break this to you, but you did it.
What?
Yeah, you did it. It wasn't on purpose. You understand, it was an accident. You were trying to prevent him from revealing a deep, dark secret.
I don't have any deep, dark secrets.
You don't, huh?
No. No. Oh, that's a lie.
I knew it!
I do have an unpaid parking ticket from last year. I keep meaning to mail in the check, but I never do. Oh, I'm so ashamed. Hold me, Dick.
Hey, no way, honey. You're damaged goods.
But I still didn't kill my uncle. You have to believe me.
I don't believe you, dollface. But just for kicks, let's pretend I did. Why don't you take me to the crime scene, and I'll see if what I can come up with. If there's any evidence that might throw me off your trial for a couple of hours.
Huh? Oh, thank you, Dick, for pretending to trust me. Mm. It's the nicest thing any man has ever done for me.
She took me to her uncle's house. It was a nice place if you're into creepy gothic horror houses with tons of secret doors and a pool that only seems to exist for the express purpose of drowning people. A gumshoe named Lenny met me at the door. I've known Lenny for a long time. He's a straight shooter. The one honest cop on a force filled with crooks. If anyone could give me the straight dope, it'd be Lenny.
Dick Dickerson, Private Dick. Good to see ya.
It's Rick, Lenny. I'm going to start calling you Len if you don't cut it out.
Yeah, sure, Dick. Whatever you say. I don't know what to do with this one, buddy. I've never seen anything like this before.
Let me guess. We have a middle-aged Caucasian male found naked and floating face down in the pool. Initial coroner report suggested drowning, but further investigation has shown that he was actually poisoned somewhere, and then his body was dumped in the drink.
That is uncanny, man.
It's what I do. I just have one question for you. Is there anyone who knew the victim that didn't hate his guts?
Let me check. No. Doesn't look like it. Mm-hmm. Even the guy's dog growled at the corpse when we pulled him out of the pool.
You see, Dick, it could have been anyone. Everyone hated my uncle.
Well, of course they did, dollface. They always do. Are you sure your uncle didn't have a butler?
Yes, positive.
Well, pity. Hey, Lenny. Do you mind if we take a look around the house, huh?
Go ahead. But don't touch anything, Dick. If you get caught, it'll cost me my badge.
We took a look around the house. I knew he'd be poisoned, so that meant the lead pipe in the kitchen was a red herring. When we got to his study, though, I could see we were on to something. He was murdered in here.
How can you tell?
The door is locked from the inside and there's no other way out. It makes perfect sense.
Can I help you with something, sir?
Are you the butler?
No, sir. I'm Yancey Clayton, the deceased's personal assistant.
Sounds like a butler.
No, sir. I'm his personal assistant.
Yeah, well, tell me, Yancey, do you have a key to this door?
Of course not, sir. I'm not a butler. I'm a personal...
Assistant, yeah, right. Got it.
Not that a key would do you any good. The door is bolted from the inside.
Well, I guess we'll just have to force it open, then.
Oh, my God! It's my uncle, and he's dead.
But I thought her uncle was found dead in the pool.
That's what we were supposed to think. I've suspected the body in the pool was a decoy ever since I learned your uncle had a twin brother.
How did you know about his twin brother? He never told me he had a twin brother.
They all have twin brothers, Toots.
So, did the same person kill my uncle and his twin brother?
Nope. Your uncle killed his twin brother. It was an accident, though. He thought he was poisoning Yancey.
But why would he want to poison me?
You were embezzling funds from his personal account. Sure, he could have just turned you into the police, but he was too much of a jerk for that. He wanted to make you suffer. And I'm going to turn you into the cops, though.
But why?
Because there's one thing I can't stand. It's a crooked personal assistant. The man put his trust into you, and you betrayed that trust. I get sick just looking at you. Lenny, come in here.
You'll never catch me.
What is it, Dick?
Take this guy away. He had his hand in the cookie jar. It's time he started giving some of those cookies back.
Great work, Dick. I'll get him booked right away. Come on, you filth.
But if my uncle killed his twin brother, who killed my uncle?
I'm still pretty sure it was you.
Isn't there anything I can do to convince you I'm innocent? Kiss me, Dick.
No way, sweet cheeks. I don't kiss any dame until just before the cops drag her away. And then I go back to my office and drink alone.
Sounds like a lonely way to live. Wouldn't it be better if I was innocent?
Sure would. But your uncle didn't have a butler.
But wait. Look at the body. My uncle was stabbed in the buttocks and the groin area. Have you noticed how long my legs are?
Honey, I may not be interested in a dame with your kind of baggage, but I'm not blind.
Well, there's no way I could have stabbed him there. If I had to reach his buttocks, I would need to stab him from a much lower position. Would you like me to bend over and show you?
That won't be necessary, doll. I already know how to crack this case wide open.
You don't mean...
That's right. We're going to check your uncle's will. If he left all his money to you, there's not a long enough leg in the world to save you. Fortunately, the old corpse's lawyer lived next door and he was home. I took her with me because I wasn't going to let the girl out of my sight. Not unless there was a better-looking girl somewhere.
May I help you?
Yes. I'm here about the old man's will. I understand that you are the executor.
Yes, I am. But I'm afraid that I can't disclose the contents of the will until I read it publicly next week.
You can disclose it right now for a public of two. You hear me?
You can't scare me, Mr. Rickerson.
It's Dickerson! Rick Dickerson! Is that so damned hard?
You can't scare me, Mr. Pickerson. This will in my safe, it's in the safe and it's on a time lock. It can't be removed until a week after my client's death.
Never mind that. I already know what the will says.
How could you possibly...
Because I have the original copy of the will right here.
Where did you find that?
It was stashed in your uncle's coat pocket. The cops didn't see it. What a bunch of patsies. You know what's in this will, you lying sack of a lawyer?
Well, I wrote it such a long time ago. I'm sure there are changes.
Never mind. I'll tell you. The will releases the dame's trust into her own name and put the rest into a blind trust to pay for...
That isn't true. That isn't true. He left it all to me, his gay lover.
That's what you'd like everyone to think, isn't it? You may have wanted to share a bed with the old man, but he has eyes for someone else, didn't he?
You don't mean...
Oh, yes, I do. First things first, though. Lenny?
What can I do for you, Dick?
Well, for starters, you can call me Rick. Because that's my name. Then you can lock this guy up for altering the will.
Now, wait. What I did was completely reasonable. The will was unnatural. Unnatural, I tell you.
Yeah, save it for the judge.
Yeah. The case was nearly solved. The only thing that was left to do was to go back to the scene of the crime and apprehend the suspect.
You gotta tell me, Rick. How did you figure it out? And how did you know it wasn't me?
I never thought it was you, sweetheart. I just kept saying that to throw the real killer off the scent, huh? Now, Come with me to the kitchen. We should be able to find the murder weapon there. Let's see here. Cheese grater? No. A paring knife? No. Lemon zester? No. You ever use a lemon zester?
Oh, yes. A little lemon zest adds the right amount of kick to a martini. Should I make you one?
Not now, babe. We have a killer to catch. Ah, here it is.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. And it's all covered in blood. My uncle's blood. I'd recognize it anywhere.
Just as I suspected. Lenny?
Yeah, Dick. What can I do for you?
You have to tell me when and where I can find the owner of this.
Uh-oh. I think I saw him slip out the back door a couple hours ago.
Damn it, man. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, I knew he hated the old man, but I never imagined he'd do this.
We've got to find him. Put out an APB right away. It took a couple of hours, but we finally tracked the killer down. As soon as I showed the cops the blood-covered murder weapon, they knew we had our culprit. If she'd told me your uncle's dog was named Butler, we could have solved the case a lot sooner. Later, we went back to my office. For once, I wasn't drinking alone. Wow, hey, you're right. Lemon zest really does liven up a martini.
I told you. I still can't believe Butler would do that.
Serves your uncle right for giving the pooch a spiked dog collar and then rubbing hamburger all over his privates. Not the way I'd want to be remembered, let me tell you that.
Do you mind if I smoke?
You bet I do. The Minnesota Clean Indoor Act mandates that you can't smoke within 10 feet of an exit.
But the whole office is filled with smoke.
Oh, yeah. That's for ambience. I got a used smoke machine on eBay.
So that's it, then?
Not quite.
Dick, what are you doing?
Don't play me for a sap doll. I know you killed my partner.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like hell you don't, Lenny.
What do you need, Dick?
Take her away, Lenny. She killed my partner.
She killed Jake?
Jack, Lenny. His name was Jack. Christ.
How did you know?
Every dame I've ever met has killed my partner.
In my defense, it was before I knew you.
Excuses won't help you now. If you're still young and beautiful when they let you out of the clink, look me up. Until then, I'm going to keep drinking alone. Take her away, Lenny.
You know, my name's actually Jenny.
And so, Dick Rickerson...
Rick Dickerson!
Sorry. And so, Rick Dickerson, Private Dick, is once again sitting in his smoke-filled office, drinking alone. Tune in next week when he solves an eerily similar crime on Rick Dickerson, Cliché Private Eye.
Live from Minnesota on Miniculture is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.